This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $20 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Tech for Less, get 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34OFF. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes, with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 355.
355!
My name is Ingo Weichel.
Back with the MMA show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're rock live between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? I like how I didn't even discuss the show number with you, and we got it right. What a show. Good
smart.
On you, man.
Thank you.
Congrats.
I've been checking it.
You fucking, see, I think you run like a half marathon and everything is snapping and firing
yeah,
away.
Maybe.
You can almost beat a 70-year-old man?
No, I didn't beat a 70. Yes, I ran a half marathon this weekend. It was shaky. It was my first one, so.
Right.
It started 74-year-old man beat me.
Then you kept passing you like multiple times?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I was telling you before we started that, the funny thing about this race I noticed is that everybody's going the same place, but they're all doing it different. Some people are running fast, some are running slow, some are stop starting. This dude was just one pace the whole way. Fucking guy, he beat me too, and I was running at times, and he would just pass me. I'm like, what the fuck? Same pace, just old tall dude. And then they usually let you get you like a beer ticket or whatever, because apparently it's actually one of the best things you can do is have a beer after something like that, because it's.
It sounds curious. Huh? I'm not buying into this.
Yeah. Because you have the alcohol to numb you because it's painful. And then you have the calories from the beer, which is like, you know, refreshing. But the dude next to me and he's standing at this beer brewery thing and he's like, oh, hey, he's like, you're that guy. I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I got to go. I don't want to have this conversation. I'm not that guy that you kept beating. Okay. No, but he was... I don't know. It's funny. But, dude, I'm surprised there's people running marathons and half marathons that don't look like they can run.
Yes.
Which is weird. Yes. I don't know how they do that. It's very strange.
Built differently internally.
Is it?
Like, the body type does not match the performance type.
No.
I see that a lot in running.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Especially distance running. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. There's not a, like, you would think the typical build is lean. Like skinny and lean, but yep. As I'm seeing, it's not.
No,
it's not.
There's a lot of, and I was telling you earlier, the best times were the top 10 were all in like the 35 to 45 age range.
Mm-hmm.
And there was even in the top 20, I think there was only one person under 30. So, you know, it's interesting because you obviously need some different kind of skill for running distances.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I highly recommend it. You will be tested if you can run long distance. Marathon next year.
That's right.
I'm gonna get some MMA Nuts gear and like be all like,
there you go.
Pimped out, run for a cause. That's what we should do. I should do the marathon and do like a charity thing.
That's right.
For the MMA Nuts Army. See if they'll donate monies to some cause. Which what would we want to donate to? Helping midgets grow taller.
No, because then what fun would they be?
Good point. We'll think about it.
Yes.
There was a UFC this weekend.
That's right, UFC 216. What do you think the pay-per-view buy was on this epic card of
six.
Stellar proportions? That's right.
Six. Literally six, because I didn't watch it. I had no interest in watching it. A part of me on Saturday, because I was so like tired from the running thing,
yeah.
I was like, I was sitting in my place, and I'm thinking, you know what? I should call Matt up and be like, hey, do you want to watch the UFC? And that thought lasted about 6 seconds. I was like, nah.
There he is
like,
again. Six.
Like, nope. The only fight I wanted to even see was the women's fight.
You know? Oh, I was going to say the Derek Lewis versus Fabricio Werdum was the fight I wanted to see,
and it didn't happen.
And then you had Walt Harris step up on short notice, and credit to both guys for taking a fight on 2 hours' notice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both didn't have to, both did, and you got Werdum winning in first round armbar in, you know, about a minute fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Tony
Ferguson.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Triangle choking Kevin Lee. And Kevin Lee, who I think said he weighed 174 pounds during the open workout, and he missed weight the first time, and then they gave him an extra hour, and there was some controversy. Like, what the fuck? Well, he's not supposed to get an extra hour. He gets an extra hour. According to Nevada. So, and he said he had a staph infection. and they let the man fight. Why the fuck is he fighting with a staph infection?
Kevin Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well.
So we had that going on.
I'm hearing noises. Is that me?
No, it was probably my chair.
No, it was me. It's Siri. My eye devices are acting all crazy.
You're on the grid, man.
What's going on here? Everything crazy is happening.
And then we had Demetrius Johnson getting a win over Ray Borg. Pulls some kind of fucking suplex armbar combo in the fifth round. And
he's the GOAT, Matt.
What's the record? He sets the record with 12 UFC. It's 11 or 12?
I thought it was 12.
With that amount of wins. Mm-hmm. 11. So that's the UFC record for UFC title defense with 11.
Is that the record?
Breaking the record held by Anderson Silva.
Oh, wow. Okay. At 10? Anderson Silva had 10?
It's 11 or 12. Whatever it is. Does it fucking matter?
I don't know. Nobody cares anyways because, well, okay.
We can have a whole discussion on it right now or we can save it for later.
Let's save it for whatever later. You want. But, I mean, whatever. People are saying he's the greatest of all time. Like, he's the greatest of all time that nobody knows about. That's really kind of strange to me. Because no disrespect to him and his art form and all that. I think he's a great fighter. He's obviously, we've seen him perform in Chicago. Seems like a super nice guy. But overall, in the MMA scheme, he doesn't pull numbers. I question the competition level at that weight class,
too. Yeah, I'd say, how many champions or former champions has he beat?
Zero.
Right.
So
look at John Jones and look at Anderson Silva. And how many guys, former champions, did each of those guys beat?
Right.
A fucking ton, if not four each. Could be even more.
Okay.
You beat Chael Sonnen. Doesn't that count for like fucking 10?
It does.
Both of them.
He's larger
for
than
fuck's
life.
Sake.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's hard for me to. Even Rogan was saying something about him being the greatest of all time.
It's not even a discussion. Just because.
Excuse me.
You have a record. I agree with you 100% because it's who you fought and what they did, not just the number.
It's who you blow, not who you know.
Right. Okay.
Maybe. But
you know what I'm saying. You're not beating champions or former champions. What you're doing it's not impressive.
Yeah.
Plus, you're at a disadvantage because your weight class. You're already like in a position that people don't give a fuck about.
Right. Yeah, I think they're grasping at straws. Maybe part of it is, too, that whole John Jones hangover thing because they're looking for somebody to.
Is he even on the pound-for-pound list anymore?
Not anymore.
Didn't, like, every time
no.
something happens?
No.
We'll take him off the list. He doesn't exist.
I mean, for me, the pound-for-pound thing isn't just wins and losses either. There's more to it. I would say Conor McGregor's at the top of the list for me, you know, for pound-for-pound greatest fighter of all time. John Jones is still on the list. I mean, the only one who beat him is himself. Actually, even in the cage, he beat himself by doing something illegal, right?
Right. Downward elbow.
Against Matt Hamill. Yeah, so he's
and
never...
And I blame the ref on fucking the call up on that, because it wasn't the downward elbow that fucked up Hamill.
No. So, I mean, if you take out John Jones, for me, the next guy in line would have to be Conor McGregor, based on his fighting in different weight classes, success and losses, whatever. But, I mean... He's tested himself, and he's proven to be superior in a lot of areas where other guys haven't. Whereas Mighty Mouse, okay, you want to be there, fine. Why don't you vacate your belt or leave the belt there for right now and come up in a weight class or two and see how well you do at that point. You win a few fights, maybe get a belt in the weight class up. Now we're talking.
And take a challenge. Like, TJ Dillashaw wanted to fight him for this fucking last fight.
No,
I can't do that.
Dillashaw's a lot bigger.
Well, it doesn't matter though. Like, if you're a true champion, you're a true fighter, you'll step up and fight anybody. You want a super fight? No, I gotta get the record first. Okay, that's super important. Why? Did you get extra bonus money for breaking a record? Is that in your contract? No one gives a shit.
He cares.
Good for him.
So is he gonna fight up now?
We're gonna cut the whole division.
Yeah. You know?
We gotta make some cuts.
Go to 150 is the smallest. Not 155, 150.
150
and 150 is the max, or 149. There you go. I don't know. We'll see. What else do you want to talk about? UFC?
I don't have anything else to say about that event. I'm just glad it came and went. I'm glad UFC 217 is right around the corner.
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Something like, I think three.
3 weeks.
November. Beginning of November.
Really? Let me see. Oh, man, you know what the bad news is?
What?
I don't know if I'm available that weekend.
It's all good. Yeah. It's all good in the hood.
Is it?
Of course. I wouldn't be.
It's good in the hood.
What else are you going to talk about? You want me to throw some news?
I could throw some news your way.
Go ahead.
Speaking of John Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Nowitzki, the assassin of the USADAs.
Like the word assassin.
The assassin.
Assassin.
He was just discussing some interesting information regarding John's test, citing that the substance that he got busted for just recently was added to a list that shows that it can be tested for longer than before. I think it went from 4 months to six or three to six or something. So his thought process was that it would be silly for John to take this drug, and based on the fact when he passed and didn't pass his test, that it must have been a tainted substance because he would have known that he would have tested positive based on that.
Well, I heard he was on the Bruce Buffer podcast talking about this.
Yes.
And I just find it real fucking curious when you got the head of whatever you want to call this inside the UFC that Nowitzki's in charge of.
He collects money.
Putting out this fucking false narrative bullshit of, well, he passed the day before, and I find it curious that he didn't pass these other tests and he failed the one the day before. Like, why are you even fucking saying that? The two we took earlier didn't test for this steroid that John tested positive for. So now you got Nowitzki putting out this bullshit. To me, makes it look like John's going to fucking walk away.
He will.
Because, again, who are your stars? You can't put your biggest star or one of your biggest stars away. If you do have no Ronda Rousey, she's just done. You have Conor McGregor, who may be done. I don't know. We can talk about. And then you have John Jones and then Chris Cyborg. And then you may get one-offs from Brock Lesnar here and there.
Maybe. Who has his own issues with USADA?
I think all this shit's done.
Is it?
I don't know if he's got to do another 6 months in the fucking program. I think there's a Brock Lesnar rule now because he fucked that up for everyone because that was that one girl, who was it, Andrea Lee, that just signed. And then 2 days later, like, oh, fuck, we fucked up. You got to be in a USADA for 6 months because she had a previous drug test failure or some bullshit. Maybe to the UFC, blah, blah, blah.
Blah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody's kind of in cahoots with each other, and it's all smoke and mirrors, Matt.
Just get rid of it then. Like, why the facade?
I think it's a way to squeeze money.
Who's squeezing what money? I don't understand.
Back alley dealings.
Like, someone's laundering?
Yeah. Maybe they want a little bit of cut of that pay-per-view money back. I'm like, all right, give me some of that pay-per-view money. You're going to test positive for this. I don't know. John Jones, there's a question that come up via email to me. One of our partners was asking about the Cormier situation relating to this, too. Like, if John Jones never comes back, is there a possibility that Cormier is ever a legitimate light heavyweight champion?
Well, I still argue he's not. Like, how can he be? Because there's still a man out there that's beat him twice and beat him soundly the last time, regardless of if he was on something or not. He still holds two wins over him. Well, it's a no contest now, but everybody knows he got knocked out.
Can anybody hold the light heavyweight championship belt and be legitimate at this point besides John Jones?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so.
So in essence,
because who else
division.
Is there? Because you know as soon as John comes back, he's going to fucking just walk through whoever has that belt. And if Cormier is still holding it, who the fuck wants to see John Jones versus Daniel Cormier 3? Like, that's just retarded. We already seen the outcome twice. What's the point of running it a third time?
Twice, Matt. He was on drugs.
Okay, so then John's going to finish him even quicker? Because he seems to get better each time he fights someone.
Yeah, well, you know, the IQ is definitely high for John in the cage. I don't know. This is an interesting dilemma for me because I agree with you in a lot of ways, and then in other ways I'm like, well, Cormier seems like he's not on anything. John's on something. Is it fair? I don't know. Like,
they're all on something.
You think?
Yes. Just some are better at hiding it. Not everyone. I joke when I say that, but...
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked. I want John to fight. And hopefully USADA just pushes this one away.
He's gonna fuck up
putting
again.
It there.
How many
about.
Times are you gonna give this guy a chance?
100 times. You can go. Wow. He's the best fighter there is.
I know.
Bar
he's also,
none.
He's troubled. He's a
That's
very
why
troubled
he
soul.
Gets the pass every time. Every time he fucks up, he gets the pass. We want to see him.
A troubled soul, though.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. What else you got? Move along.
Moving along to other news.
Yep.
Oh, UFC and Fox exclusive negotiations. That time has expired. That doesn't mean the UFC will leave Fox, but they can now go shopping.
And please.
They're looking at, I'm reading some crazy numbers, like they want $450 million or something crazy like this.
Yeah, I don't care.
You think they're going to get this kind of money?
No, but I think they're one of the strategies I heard is that they're going to be on multiple networks now. So you could see a, what I really want to see, I'd love to see them like on a pay channel, like a HBO or a Showtime. Showtime's more than likely because they did the shit with the Mayweather-McGregor was on Showtime, so I think they reestablished some links. Even though that Strikeforce stuff kind of fucked up Showtime, I feel like they could still run some stuff through there. Yeah. So I think Showtime will end up being one of the outlets. And then I don't know who else will be, but I like a Showtime because I like the flow of an event when it's on a pay channel because you don't have this, okay, we got a minute between the rounds, let's throw it to a fucking commercial.
Yep.
Every time we throw it to commercial, like you take me right out of the fight. If I'm dialed in, I want to hear what this corner is saying, and I want to hear what that corner is saying. Well, I want to stay in the fight.
You know, another thing I'm thinking is and this is, I watch a lot of Premier League soccer, NBC Sportsnet. They don't have commercials. You watch 45 minutes plus of a game without commercials, uninterrupted.
That'd be awesome.
So I'm wondering, like, can they replicate this model on a channel like that for MMA? And I don't know if it's a U.S. thing or what, or maybe they can use, where's the U.S.? Were you talking about this on the show? Injecting, like, the whole, oh, no, you emailed this to me. Hmm. Injecting the ads and running those bots on your machines, and then they're, the Bitcoin mining. Maybe they can do that instead?
Yeah.
I don't know, but if you guys want to see something fucked up, just Google like Bitcoin Showtime and you'll find the article that you sent to me where they're using whatever device you log in
to use your computing power to mine their Bitcoins. Right. Hey, good for them. So, as long as you're not feeding me an ad, fuck, use my computing processor.
I agree with you though. The commercials are very, even when they were doing the other weird thing, and I don't know if they still do it on it, where the fight is in the corner and then the commercials happen.
Yeah.
Even that's distracting, but that's better than just going to commercial.
Right. As long as I want to hear the corner, that's the most important thing. And I want to stay in the fight. Mm-hmm. Don't take us out of the fight.
No.
So Showtime will give that to you. As far as any other partners, I doubt like an ESPN is going to dive in because I feel like they've had so many problems. And you think about all the layoffs they had to do and all these properties having challenges with like their web properties not being profitable, so that's why you got into that Showtime bullshit of we don't know how to make money online, let's fire everybody. I think Fox did that too. Let's fire everybody, let's go all the video. Oh shit, that's not working. What do? It's hard to make money online.
It's
you gotta figure out another way to do it. So I hope it ends up on a pay network. I think that's the end of this conversation.
I like it.
Fox may still stick around too. Never know.
Maybe Fox opens a pay network channel.
But I feel like it'll be at least three people.
Okay.
It'll be a Showtime, it'll be a Fox, and it'll probably be some other weirdo. Is Telemundo into the market for a little UFC?
Telemundo, huh?
Yes.
I can see
your
that.
Spanish soap opera along with your
They can
UFC.
Use a new Modelo partnership.
Right. See, there's the tie-in.
Uh-huh.
Didn't they just sign?
Modelo, yeah, as a sponsor, I guess.
No, you said no more Mickey's. Like no, I don't know if Mickey's is still around. I think Bud Light was in there.
Bud Light might be gone and Modelo's back. Or
for
only in the Spanish market. I don't know.
No, I think it's the United States.
U.S. too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Starting in 2018. I don't know how many years they signed with a multi-million dollar contract. I think they were saying Modelo's the number two, import behind Corona?
Yes, sir.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Never had it.
They're trying to get a one-up on Corona.
Can they? I don't know. Corona's got the best commercials.
That's true. With the little palm trees and stuff.
And, like, chicks in bikinis.
Yeah.
You always got the bottle with someone slipping a lime in there. Little penetration of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
All about penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of penetration, Chris Cyborg. She just tweeted out. She said, my meeting with the UFC for next week has been canceled. They want to pay me less to fight Holly Holm. that I made to fight Tanya Evinger. Like, ooh. Do you think she's going to continue fighting in the UFC? I'm not sure contractually where she's at.
No.
But it seems like we're at a big disconnect of if you're going to pay her less to fight Holly than you did to fight Tanya. And I forgot what Holly was getting. I think Holly was getting like $500,000 or something to fight. Like, she got into like the crazy pay scale. And why the fuck aren't you going to pay Cyborg more than that? Especially when Cyborg is probably your number three draw.
They hate the Brazilians.
Well, they hate Cyborg for some reason. Yeah. She's your fucking 145-pound champion.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I think she's better suited in like a... I hate to say it.
Bellator? Ryzen?
You know, yeah, well, yeah, Bellator.
Bellator, hey, I'd be more than happy to see her over there. But she'd be more than happy to be there.
Yeah, I don't know if she has competition over there, though. That's the thing.
Well, you can always bring it in. They always do.
Yeah.
And I don't mind watching a Cyborg squash match. As long as we stop the fight in a timely manner. Who was that fucking broad that was Kim Winslow?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Jan Finney? Was that the fight where
was the one.
Cyborg was beating the piss out of her and like, hey, fucking fight on, man.
Let's go.
You keep fighting. she's still fine. Got some fight left in her, fine. Man. Totally okay. Your eyes falling out of the socket? Fight on. What state are we in? Doesn't fucking matter. We're on an Indian reservation, in apparently. Yeah, it's a good old Texas.
$1,000 fine, that's all right. You get. Do whatever you want.
1 week suspension for all the steroids you want to ingest. That's rectally right. And or orally.
Yeah, I don't know. The UFC, I thought her contract only has two fights on it or one or something left. Cyborg, that is. Mm-hmm. So.
So sad.
I feel like they'll work it out at some point.
Maybe.
Oh. Weird. I feel like you're right. The UFC hates the Brazilian.
Yeah, they do.
They don't want a Brazilian champion anymore.
Nope.
You got anything else news-wise?
Nope.
So I saw George Foreman challenge Steven Seagal to a fight.
Ooh.
He tweeted at him. He says, one-on-one, I use boxing and you can use whatever. 10 rounds in Vegas. Would you pay to see this fight?
Yes.
And who wins?
Foreman will destroy him.
Fucking A, right.
I want to see Steven Seagal never takes that fight in a million years. Foreman will put a freaking hole in his head.
I feel like it's going to be like one of those Tai Chi masters going against a fucking MMA guy.
There you go.
That's the same thing I see happening. Ugh. I don't even know how old Foreman is. He might be 70 by now.
Yeah, he's old.
But I still Doesn't feel matter. Like those ham hocks the lose, fucking guy had. That.
It's like getting hit in the side of the head with a freaking telephone pole.
What is Seagal going to, like, judo throw?
No.
Aikido throw? Like, wrist manipulate? Well, guess what? What if I wear boxing gloves? You can't get a fucking hold on my wrist.
That's right. Poosh. You're going to kill him with that jab.
I'd pay to see that.
I would.
And then Tim Sylvia tweeted out, if Seagal is out, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tim, slow your roll, because I thought you fought Ray Mercer. That one didn't work out so well in your favor.
I don't see Tim faring well in that. That'll be a little harder fight for Foreman. Slightly harder, but not that much harder.
Yeah, maybe he would use his reach this time. Maybe. What else we got? A rumor that Anthony Johnson is going to come back and fight at heavyweight.
Ooh, I like that.
He's weighing a svelte 250 right now.
Is his head getting any bigger?
Look like his whole body was.
Yeah.
And he's out of the USADA pool right now. He'd have to get back in the USADA pool for about 6 months. But are there any matchups that you'd like to see
at
heavyweight for Rumble? I mean, I'd like to see him fight Overeem. I'd like to see him beat the shit out of Overeem.
Overeem would be nice.
Would you do him dirty and let him fight Arlovski again? Or do Arlovski dirty?
No.
Like a rematch.
I like a Mark Hunt.
Ooh, that's real dirty. I don't know if I like that one. Because I like Mark Hunt. I don't want to put that. Don't put that evil on him, Ingo.
I think Mark Hunt could knock him out.
He could, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking of that Rumble reach. Mm-hmm. And Mark does have the CTE.
Yeah, and I'd like to see that just because I know it'll stay standing.
Because you want
to
kill Mark Hunt? You want to give him more CTE?
It will stay standing.
I know, but you're going to kill Mark Hunt.
He's not going to stop fighting. It's not going to be my fault. I can only suggest. He's his own man.
Cormier, move up to heavyweight, and then Rumble fight him at heavyweight.
Oh, jeez.
They were going back and forth on Twitter. they call each other a baby, and you were crying, and, well, you're a quitter, and blah, blah, blah. And then I think Cormier rescinded everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. Weirdo.
I think Cormier's got mental issues.
I think so.
He's not all there. I don't know what his problem is, but he's like, he's very childish in a lot of ways. And he's also, his emotional stuff is all over the place. It's weird. It's mm-hmm. I don't know that he has his center is like moving all the time.
his gooey center is a little off.
Yeah.
Who else? Oh, Swayze Valentine. She's a cut woman for the UFC. She was asked a question about why are there some times where a cut man doesn't always use the end swell.
Oh.
We always talk about
yes,
that.
Yes, we do. Why?
She said the corner doesn't use end swell, the cutmen do, because they kind of fucked the question up. She says it's up to the camp or the coaches if they want us to go in and address any swelling on the fighter. If the camp tells us cutmen to not go in for the swelling, we don't go. So in that aspect, you won't see the corner treating swelling. I do like to see them put ice on the swelling at least if they don't want us to go in. That's weird because I'd never heard that before. I had no idea. Because we'd always argue. Our friend Keith, who's a big boxy guy, is like, why the fuck aren't they putting on end swell? It's the same thing we're on. Why aren't they doing it? That's really
why
the corner.
Why would they not want that?
I don't know unless they think a cut is a bigger issue. But there's times where there's no cut and they're still not using it. Mm-hmm. It seems like the corner shouldn't have a say in that. It should be the cut person's job to determine what is the most important thing to work on right now.
Yes.
And if your fucking eye is swelling and you can't see out of it, get the swelling down. Cut me!
Cut me, Mick!
That's right. Fucking cut me.
What a great film.
He's damn right. You gotta catch that chicken and go.
Hell yeah.
See, that's what I think you need to add to your training regimen.
Chicken catching?
Yeah, you're damn right.
All
right. It'll be short bursts. Chickens are pretty quick.
They are quick.
Even when you cut their heads off, they're pretty quick.
Are they?
That's what my mom told me.
He's still running around with their heads off?
Yes. A good 10 seconds. Run around, flap around. Oh, Keith was telling me that one, too.
That would be the best, man. I would like to see that. It sounds terribly inhumane, but
I'm sure we could look
that
up.
That would be amazing to see. I got to see this. You getting the shivers?
No. Never, never. I don't want a headless chicken flying around. I need to shag.
No?
No.
Okay.
Max Holloway versus Frankie Edgar announced for UFC 218 headliner December 2nd in Detroit, along with Eddie Alvarez versus Justin Gaethje.
December 2nd in Detroit.
Yep.
Let me check my calendar.
Prices are pretty cheap. Hence, Detroit.
We should maybe go.
Did they build a new arena out there in Detroit?
They did, but it depends where they happen to fight. Where they happen to fight?
I don't know. I'm assuming at the new arena.
I'm busy that weekend. Son of a bitch.
You're always busy.
I know. I got shit going on.
And then we also have Carlos Condit versus Neil Magny. Condit back. UFC 219.
2 years later? How long has it been on? 2.5 years?
Not that long. Damian put the choke on him. Maybe a year and a half?
Yeah.
Coming back. It should be a good fight for him. Neil Magny?
Mm-hmm.
Then October 14th, Glory is still going through with that fight. It's right around the corner. Rico Verhoeven versus the Bigfoot Silva.
The picture.
I know.
Yeah.
I say, may God have mercy on his CTE soul.
Well,
but
looks like he's back on the sauce again.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
For everybody's sake. Yeah. I mean, give him a little fighting chance.
Bigfoot, that is. He looked pretty swole.
Why are they even doing this matchup? I still am confused about this. I can't sanction this fight.
Well, you don't have to. They already did.
I know, but they could have canceled it. It was a pretty big uproar. And God forbid the guy dies in the fucking ring. You might want to knock on something. And
he dies.
That doesn't happen.
He dies.
Oh, no. You're killing like another man.
Another Rocky reference there for you.
Oh, it's blasphemy, Ingo.
It is.
All right, let's move on.
You got some ass to nuts?
Something.
D's nuts.
Ass to nuts. Who gets more criticism for ducking number one contenders, Connor or Bisping?
Bisping.
I don't know. Connor or Bisping? Who is Bisping ducked? Everybody.
Exactly. He's ducking everybody.
Probably Bisping.
Conor doesn't duck everybody. He just
He chooses other fights that are more lucrative.
He wants the money. He doesn't care about all the shit.
Bisbing's ducking.
Yeah.
Jaron Christensen asks. He says, Mighty Miles claims to be the best ever, but most would agree his division sucks. Would his streak been this long if he were in any other weight class?
No way, especially not heavyweight. No, I don't see that. There's too much competition in all the other weight classes. Maybe one level up at the 45, maybe.
High weights. All the high weights.
Maybe.
I agree. Brandon Beerley asks, with all the goat talk around Mighty Mouse and the legendary GSP returning next month, who do you guys think is legitimately the best UFC fighter ever and why? Oof. That ever really curveballed it.
Ever?
Pass written. He's only in for a couple fights. It's still John Jones.
It's John Jones, but I would say that that's tough. I'm gonna go
can't
old school,
ever.
Kind of like a Chuck Liddell kind of thing, maybe.
Chuck never fought a striker, so I can disagree with that all day, all night, all day.
You think?
Yeah.
They gave him a lot of wrestlers.
Jeremy
to
Warren.
Knock out. Yeah, good point. you got me there.
Babalu.
right. Yeah.
And then he started fighting people that could punch, and then it was at the wrong time of his career. You can even throw Tito into that equation.
Yeah, I mean, you had Anderson Silva in the mix, GSP, John Jones, BJ Penn, maybe, for a short stint.
Well, Royce Gracie was, too, when fucking jiu-jitsu was, like, black magic, and no one knew what the fuck this guy's doing.
It was not fair
back like,
then.
This is bullshit. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I remember so many people we were pissed off at that, too.
I got to give it to John Jones. I'm sorry. I have these dramatic finishes in my head of him, like, choking Machida out, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's fought the
finishing
best.
Finishing Cormier.
He's fought the best of the best for, you know, a long time, and former champs and all kinds of stuff. And it just, I mean, Vitor Belfort, he's...
And figuring the people out during the fight. You talked about the Machida fight. He lost that first round of Machida, and he's like,
ass beat.
All right, I know what I need to do now. And then...
Was that
standing guillotine?
Yep. I think it was. I think he had. Wasn't he in his guard and had caught him with an elbow or something that kind of changed the whole course? Or am I thinking of a different fight? Was that Shogun? I forgot. But
or even the Shogun fight. I mean, Rogan always brags about it. Like, who does this? The first title fight against someone, he comes out and throws a flying knee.
Right.
Like it's a video game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who does that shit?
Nobody. He's
that's
crazy.
When he was like super creative. I mean, yeah. I think he's got a little watered down of late, but he's finishing.
Yeah. You got to give it to Jones.
Sorry. Yep. All right. Follow up. Jaron Christensen. Rumble is back after a 6-month retirement to the surprise of no one. Why can't fighters commit to moving on? It's in their blood. I mean, that's what they do. And it's nothing's going to raise the needle like fighting.
Yep. You either have that or you don't.
Like you hear Chuck Liddell want to come back now. And money. Right?
Money.
I think in his case, he's like, fuck, man. I was promised a UFC job for life.
Mm-hmm.
What do I have now? I got nothing. I got bills I got to pay.
Mm-hmm.
I get back in for a fight. I probably make a half a million on a fight.
Yep.
I mean, shit. I'd do a fucking fight for half a million.
That's a lot. A lot of money, but that's a lot of stress, too.
Yeah. Michael Brusica asks, Ferguson versus Connor, when will it happen? Will it ever happen?
Oh, it'll happen. I think Connor smokes him.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
No?
I almost feel like Connor's going to give up this belt.
Perhaps.
I think, because it depends, which way does he want to go with his career, right? Does he want to keep going after the lucrative fights, or does he want to try to legitimize a belt? I kind of feel like he's never going to defend a belt and just keep fighting, just keep chasing the dragon. I want to fight Nate Diaz for the third time.
I want cash.
I want to fight this Paulie Malignaggi in MMA. Maybe I'll just stay in boxing. You know?
He can write his own ticket. That's the
beauty. He can do whatever he wants.
Yep.
It's just a matter of, do you think the UFC doesn't even have enough money to reel him in? Because he's got fuck you money now.
Yep. Like,
you know what? I don't want to do this. And you know what? You keep pushing me. I'm going to test my Ali Act status in a court of law right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the boxing license, so we can get this contract annulled and rest of your fighters got a case against you.
Oh, setting the precedent right. for a doorway.
So I'm like, what do you want to do? We're going to let you do whatever you want. Yeah. And I'm not going to do any fucking press. I'm just going to show up for the weigh-ins and the fight.
Yeah.
You want me to do a fucking TV show? I'm phoning it in.
Yeah.
Right?
Via Skype.
Pretty much. No, he did that. He did that for one of the Conans. I remember that.
Oh, man.
Like, man, that guy is balling. He doesn't care. He doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather take $1 million to never masturbate or $100 every time you masturbate?
What?
Would you rather take $1 million to never masturbate or $100 every time you masturbate?
I would get $100 every yes. time. I'd be rich, way richer than taking $1 million up front.
Yeah, I'm going to masturbate, period. So I'm
getting
not
my
taking
$100.
That's right. I'll make about
$12.
$250 for the weekend.
Matt's getting 25 grand checks every week.
Does this one count? Nothing happened, but I made the effort. Pay the man!
That's crazy.
Pay the man.
I like that question. It's funny.
Would you rather eat anything you want for free or eat anything you want and don't get fat?
Oh, I'll do the don't get fat.
Goddamn right.
All day.
Eat pizza every day.
Oh, man.
There's consequences. Ice cream. Dairy Queen Buster Bar with fucking delicious caramel and salty nuts in my mouth.
Could you imagine just eating anything you want ever and you never get fat?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Just imagine if you knew that and the epic shits you would take because you just eat so
yes.
much food and you're
right.
just like, oh,
Brock Lesnar style shit every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's you're going to have an industrial sized toilet installed for the amount of shit that's going to be flowing through your body. Your toilet's just going to have a middle finger built in. Like, fuck you. You're making me eat so much shit. I was designed for 17 pounds a day. You're pushing 35 through me. This
crazy.
Is horseshit.
That's crazy.
This is horseshit.
Is that an official number? 17 pounds a day?
I don't know. There's probably some sort of a pound ranking.
Okay. Okay.
Rank these franchises 1 to 6 in terms to best deal for a good meal. Wow. Okay. We got Chipotle, Red Lobster, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and Popeyes.
What's number one is the best?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd say Chipotle.
You're fucking it right.
Probably next would be Red Lobster. And then put the other, Taco Bell maybe number three. And then the rest of them, whatever. I don't like eating at those places. I don't like fast food anyways.
And see, and I can only eat at one of those places.
You can eat a Red Lobster.
No?
No. Not gluten free?
No. Well, Chipotle is dangerous too, but if I just get the burrito bowl,
then you're good.
Set, man. All about gluten free goodness, all that. Wow, my phone's at 31%. It was at like 70 when I set it down. So
yeah, I'm having the same problem. Mine is at 12, I think. Let me turn it back on. I probably
all right.
have a zillion messages.
Fuck, marry, kill. This is the fairy tale anime edition. I don't know. So we'll start with Ezra.
This is a Rodrigo Machado.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is Ezra.
Oh yeah, look at that. It's got some buoys. Nice boobies.
And then we got Juvia.
Oh, are you Juvia? Oh, I like the blue hair. I like,
page two.
A little tattoo there.
And
I like
then
that.
We got Lucy.
She looks 12.
With the big eyes. And
we're going to have to kill
the
Lucy.
The keys. Yeah, she's totally dead.
I'm married a blue haired chick.
All right.
We're going to. She looks dangerous, though.
Yeah.
Ezra will be just banging
or
it.
Or Urza. I don't know what the fucking name is. Whatever. I'll marry her. Fuck the blue hair. Knowledge. Anything for knowledge?
No. Do you have anything?
Yeah. I'm going to try to pull it up on my phone. It's not midnight, so we're not going to turn into shit.
Not turning into a pumpkin right now?
Not yet. Soon. Yeah, I was at Great America Day, and I couldn't get shit for cell phone reception. Oh, Jesus Christ. They're fucking starting without me here. So here we have women jousting.
At Great America?
No, this is just in general.
I was like,
these two chicks going at it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, break it backs. Hand or an axe.
They're not even
and
letting him go.
Look at this chick. Wah, 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 helicopter.
Because she won?
Yeah, I don't know, but I guess we just slug it out like that. I kind of dig that.
Stand and bang.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I wish I would have went on longer, but these two men are like fucking bitches and can't even hold the woman up. And she just helicopters out of control.
They're probably drunk.
Fucking face plants.
Wow.
God damn.
Face plant. At least it was on grass. Not
yeah.
Grass.
That looked like fun. Those are the kind of chicks we should hang out with.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
This is a wee business.
Okay. You should hang out with.
Yes.
And then don't steal a man's nachos, Ingo.
Oh.
Or don't try to fuck his nachos up once his dial's in.
Oh, I think I saw this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Totally
she, like, whiffs three times, and then he fucking... That's like a left hook, but he didn't even left hook her.
Didn't even spill his beer.
Fucking
he's all like, get out of my way.
That's a man right there. Like,
what?
Two,
what?
Three strikes, you're out, bitch. He got all of it. He got all of it. His eggs are bland.
She was obviously intoxicated.
Yeah. She can't even... I can watch that all day.
Must be his girlfriend or something. Do you know the backstory on that?
I don't know the backstory. I don't need to. I feel like he was warranted in his self-defense there of his nachos. You come at my nachos and I'm fucking wasted, you get in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that business is on you, not on me.
I'm with you.
On you. Do you have any other knowledge?
I do not.
Shut it down.
All right. That has been this week's edition of My Notes. My name is Igor Weigold.
Hey, Griffith. Thanks for playing.